Hello there. You are listening to another episode of Inspirato Protect. I'm going to put you up in my coat pocket closer to me. We are in the car. I'm tempting on whether I want to keep the white noise going on in the background or not. Oh, dude, you know what? I just realized I need this to use my ways, so I'm so sorry. I will get back to you once we arrive to Petco. Inspirato Projecto! One thing that just popped in my brain, which I wanted to say really, really fast, was the night we were shooting Black Pumpkin yesterday. It was the first time I'd ever used or heard a person out in real life use the word clickbait. They were referring to some movie or something like, oh yeah, it's clickbait. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so great that, like, that's out there in the world. People are using that phrase. And I thought, wow, what a great term that could be used to sort of warn people, maybe before they date someone. They're like, oh, beware, they're clickbait. Like some of these Instagram folks. Like, okay, watch out, clickbait. And then it kind of goes, I see what's going on. Okay, so I don't know if I said this. This is my second. This podcast is my second time in. Oh my god, it smells so fresh out here. Arrived at Petco. I'm. Returning something here. Hold on, wait. Oh yeah. So I'm not using my microphone this time. I mean, and by microphone, I mean like my attachment. I got a little attachment microphone, which I normally use. This time I'm not using one, so we're going to see how this quality turns out. Hello. Hi. Where would I make returns? Just any restaurant? Oh, cool. Oh, cool. Hey, okay, so, well, I guess either A, I would like to return this stuff, mm-hmm. or B, actually, can I just leave this with you? I'm thinking, do you guys have, like, the little, I want to see if you guys maybe had this, if I could just make an exchange or something. Like, the Chewy, they're like the little, like, for pills, you can hide pills in them for cats.
Do we have Chewy pills for the...
Yes, we do. We've got pill pockets.
Yeah.
Pill pockets.
Middle and the see that sign that says "Healthy Pet"? It
should
be in the middle.
Okay, cool. I'll be right back.
Next
okay,
guest?
Cool. Thank you. Oh. guys are bastards. How the fuck do you get away with charging so much for this stuff? Duck and pee?
Attention all Petco shoppers, time is now 9 p.m. and Petco is officially closed. I repeat, Petco is officially closed. At this time, we ask anybody for food from where our cashiers are gathering out. For your convenience, Petco will be open tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. In fact, we are officially closed. Thank you and have a good night. Izzy, can I get a post to go, please? Izzy, fine, I'll see you coming here.
That feedback sounded awesome.
Yeah.
It sounded like he was in a stadium.
Mm-hmm. Can you ring him out? Or I'm waiting on her.
Yeah. I can take the first person.
Dude, that feedback sounded awesome. It was like you. I was telling him it sounded like you were in a stadium. It was so cool. It was like like we're at a Dodgers game or something. Okay, so this stuff I got a while ago. But so basically, I just want to. Basically, how do I explain it? Exchange it, and then whatever else, just put on my card.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, if there, you know, if there's something left.
Yeah. But. Eric, make sure that your customer is not coming close the door. So we're leaving these three. Anything wrong with this specific item?
No, I just got the wrong things. That's all. No, they're all good, and I, you know, put everything back the way it was supposed to. But
was any was this used at all or no?
Yes, I tested it once.
You have a credit of 2406 onto today's purchase code.
Okay.
You have a PALS card or phone number?
I don't, or I might. I might. Let me just test. Let's see.
Yeah. Then if you have the credit card ending in 5636, I will need that in a second.
All right. Do I insert the thing or?
Chip at the bottom, yes. If it asks for debit or credit, it will be the credit option, okay?
Oh, yours. Gotcha. By the way, if you like yacht rock music, like 70s and 80s music, I'm in a band called Yachtly Crew, and so we sing a lot of just wonderful love songs.
Oh, that's bad.
Just wonderful people show up to the shows, just great. Just great vibes each and every single time. And it spans the generations, too.
Yeah, my old store leader will love this.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's all making a comeback. It's crazy. Now they got Yacht Rock Radio, and it's just...
Oh, really?
It's crazy. It's, like, become its own genre, so to speak. Hall & Oates and Steely Dan and all those great favorites.
In your old bag. And
dig that. Cool, man. Cool. Thanks a lot. Take care. Excuse me, fella.
Thank you.
I'll say that was $1 million a day. Hey, 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 that was $1 million a day. Hey, Trey. Oh, here we go. Oh my God, I forgot that you were with me that whole journey. You were there with me the whole journey. Oh my God, there you are. I was looking for my phone and I'm like, oh my God. All right, so we are in the car now. Marvelous. Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, dude. All right, so we're not gonna use Waze on the way home this time. We're going to take you along on a journey instead. Instead, okay? See, that was good. We got some credit. We got some credit. And we got some of the, what it gone? Greenies, right? Is that what they call it? Pill packets for the felines. Hey, make a feline for the door. Some people make a beeline, some people make a feline, huh? I'm hooked on a feline. I'll tell you that right now. I'm hooked on a feline. Okay? Found a stray cat the other day. Fell in love with it. I'm hooked on a feline, okay? You could definitely say that. Hooked on a feline. Hooked on it. This cat loves getting baths. Okay? Loves getting bubble baths. How could you ever tell that you gotta get a cat who likes them bubble baths, right? So, I give him a regular bath, and the cat's like, no, I want some bubbles in here. And you're like, okay, I'll get you some bubbles. So, yeah, I had no choice. Went out to Toys R Us, got multicolored bubbles. Put them in there in a bathtub, and next thing you know, the cat's doing back swims. Back swims, and just stirring up a bunch of trouble. Basically, stirring up the bubbles, and it's causing this big, crazy, frothy thing. It's getting all big, you know. Big mess. It's getting a big crazy mess all over the bathroom, the tile. And next thing you know, you're it's up to you. You got to clean it up. The cat's not going to clean it up. I mean, come on. I've tried. Listen, I've told my cat. I said, look, next time you get some bubbles on a floor like that, you're going to be cleaning it up. I know you ain't got prehensile thumbs. You know, it might be tricky because, you know, you and I both know I didn't declaw you. So, you know, you got your nails on your hand. So it's good. You know, it might be kind of strange, but you got to clean it up. And then what? You didn't clean it up. So then all of a sudden, next thing I know, you know, I'm out there on my hands and knees. I got the, like you see in the old cartoons, I'm out there with the sponges on my kneecaps. Got the sponges on my kneecaps and on my feet and on my hands. So I'm out there, I'm clean, you know, cleaning the floor, all these bubbles. So that was the last time. It was the last time I put my foot down. Put my foot down. No more bubble baths for the cat. So that ain't happening no more, but I'm hooked on a feline. I'm hooked on a feline, you know what I mean? Kid's got the, you know, those cute eyes. And you look at a cat and you're going, you got those, you know, I'm melting inside over here. I mean, come on, I'm melting inside over here. Looking over there at you and you got those, you know, cute, cuddly little eyes. Right, there's a person digging a garbage can. Hey, I hope you pick a winner. Hey, Bob, I hope you pick a winner over there. Hey, who knows? Maybe he's making an honest living doing some recycling. I can't knock a fellow blue-collar worker, okay? I worked in the Budweiser factory for a number of years, and, you know, I know what it's like. I know what it's like to do the daily grind. Believe me, I know all about the daily grind, okay? You want to see daily grinds? I'll show you daily grinds. I got footage. I got security footage all those years. Thank God they gave me my footage. I left the, you know, I quit my job over there to give me my footage. That's what you can do. They don't, you know, they don't tell the employees. Legally, you could ask for footage going all the way dating back to your first days in there. You could see your interview, your first interview, for Christ's sakes. So you can ask for that when you retire, you know, when you quit, or even if you get fired. So that's your property. Of course, they keep a copy of it in a safe someplace. You're going to keep it safe in a safe. God only knows who's looking at that footage, what they're doing with that footage. But, yeah, they don't know. Then again, they don't know what I'm doing with my footage. You know, so tit for tat. I could be putting it all over the social networking systems if I wanted to. I could put all that footage all over the interwebs. But I could get all that stuff up on a Netflix. Look at his split. Trust me. Trust me. I could make a mint on that one. Talk about reality shows. Oi. Talk about reality shows, right? I mean, sheesh. Sheesh. Talking about reality shows. Right? Sheesh. Sheesh. Hey, talking about a bunch of reality shows. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, right? You know? You take a good with the bad, and they put them all together, and there you have the facts of life, you know? You take them all, you put them together, you get them together, and there you know it's the facts of life. Okay? It's the facts of life. You take the good, you take the bad, you put them together, and then what do you have? You know? You put them together, what do you have? You got the facts of life. You know? You can't deny Blair and Ms. Garrett, for crying out loud. And God forbid you don't take heed of the wise words given to you by Tootie. Given to you by Tootie. Okay? Given to you by Tootie. Sheesh. Tootie. She's got the wisest words of the bunch. Yeah, a lot of people like Miss Garrett because she's cracking a whip all day. Hey, you know, go do your homework. You got to go mow the lawn. Ladies, go do this stuff. Go do that stuff, you know. Come on, guys. You got green lights over here. Pull your heads out of your turkey asses and get your moving grooving here. Sheesh. You know, last thing you want to be doing is going on out there and stepping on a rattlesnake. You're stepping on a rattlesnake right now. And I could tell you, you're gonna be getting a lot of venom, okay? It's gonna swell your ankle up. Next thing you know, you're gonna have to, you know, jimmy rig some kind of antidote, I don't know. Sprinkle some turmeric on it for all I know, I don't know. Get some garlic on there, I don't know. Whatever you want. Licorice leaves, for Christ's sakes. I don't know. Yeah, we got the green light, folks. So let's keep them moving. Let's keep them grooving. Sheesh. Open your eyes at this time of night. I know it's dark. Some people are going to sleep. Maybe you're feeling tired. But sheesh. You're sitting there at the stoplight. Keep those eyeballs open, okay? We need you moving. We need you grooving. When that light turns green, you got to just punch it, Judy. You got to punch it. If you ain't over there punching it, you gotta punch it, Judy. If you ain't doing it, you know, if you ain't doing it, who's doing it? You're the one who's driving a car, not someone else over there. So keep that in mind next time you're driving a car. Keep that in mind next time you're driving a car. You're the one driving a car, right? You're the one in a car behind a driver's seat. You know, you're doing it. You're doing what you're doing. You know, you're driving it. So always remember that. When you're out there moving and grooving, you're at a stoplight, look for the green light. When you see the green light, you proceed. How do you proceed? Well, this is, you know, you could consider this your crash course in driver's education. Used to work with my pal Michael Sodi over there as the driver's ed guy. Driving people around out there. He's out there driving around Matt Groening's son, for Christ's sake. His name is Homer, just like the cartoons. You know, what is he saying? Eat my shorts, right? You know, I will not say eat my shorts in class again. You know, you write that 100 times on a blackboard. Write that 100 times on a blackboard. You know, it's your, look, it's your life. You're doing it, not me. Do it your way, okay? Do it your way. As a famous logoist or mottoist or whatever they call them, as they once said, do it your own way. Just do it your own way. You know? If you're going to do something, just do your own way. By the way, we just passed a gal named Christine. She's a local out here at in Hinterlands over here in this area. And she walks her dogs. She's one of those people like, let's say, you know, your neighborhood is like a playground, right? It's like a play set. And then you got those particular people that are walking around out there. You see them at the grocery store, standing in line while you're getting your cashier's check. You see them walking while you're walking through the streets. You see them while you're driving. They're out there. So I finally go up to him and I say, hey, guess what? You're like this mysterious person who's always walking around out there. I figured it's about time. I know who you are. So that's what happened. Next thing I know, I got a pal out there who's always walking around out there. Hey, who knows? They might see me, all those people. I'm pedestrianizing my way across the continent of Los Angeles, right? Pedestrianizing my way across the continent of Los Angeles. And you got those people out there who, you know, they're driving. They're probably out there driving. And they're looking at you. And you're going, hey, I saw that guy over there on Hollywood Boulevard the other day. And then a week before that, I saw that same guy stand over there on Sepulveda and Victory. Tying his shoe at the crosswalk. And then about a week before that, I'm pretty sure, I was driving past the train station and I saw him standing there waiting for the train. And then about 4 weeks before that, excuse me, sir, are you spying on this person? Yeah, I'm not saying I'm spying on him or nothing. I'm just saying I'm out there in the world. I see this person walking around. You know, they're doing what they're doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. They're doing what they're doing. Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. I think when in a past episode I was talking about how I want to do, I think I'm going to sing all a cappella West Side Story songs. Every single song is going to be just a cappella. This is one of them. When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, you're the swinginest thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, company's expected. You're well protected, then you are set with a capital J, which I never forget, till they caught you away. Oh, when you reject, you stay a jet. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting program here on Inspirato Projecto Podcast. Inspirato Projecto Podcast and Associates. Inspirato Projecto and Associates. And Associates. Maria, I'll never stop saying Maria. And suddenly I found how wonderful a name can be. Maria. Say it loud and there's music playing. Say it soft and it's almost like praying. Thank you for going with me on this journey.
Oh, kitty.
Thank you for going with me on this journey. We'll talk more later.
Okay.
Later.
I was trying to plant these fucking flowers and fucking planters that didn't belong in Southern California, okay?
Oh boy. You come from the trees, so talk about tree hugs.
Yeah, but that's my ancestor. That's like me saying he was a monkey, chimpanzee boy.
That's true. It's very true. That's why I got a prehensile tail.
Alright, you know what? I think just to give Sherman a chance to kind of cool down a little bit, let's do a skit here. We're going to do, so those of you that are familiar with the That's That series, I'm going to play one of those. This is a rapper that actually wanted to rap about acronyms. Mm. So here we go, That's That.
Yo, did you suffer from ADD or ADHD? BTW, when you do say B, you need to sound like a VIP. FYI, this raises your MSRP and CRB for your personal MPGs. MPH don't seemingly related to TMI, PTSD, and OCD, but the GRE and SAT will help you get your GED. BAMLE, PhD, PSYD, EDD, or MDDO for MED, TBC, a TBD.
All right. That sounded a little like PRISM. Do you think that was PRISM, the technology?
I think that was PRISM. Sherman, have you worked with PRISM?
Oh, before? Yeah, I work with PRISM. He's fucking awesome.
Something tells me he's one of your proteges.
I helped him with the 99 Problems video on the Don't Feed the Animals.
So you edited that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, I helped. I was a consultant. Okay, this dumbass over here helped a little bit with the editing. I make him do the grunt work. I like dumbass smart.
What you just heard is a plastic elephant magnet with batteries in it, and when you push on it, it goes, so it sounds like an elephant. And this was on the refrigerator of my grandma's house in Arkansas when we went out there. For her memorial, we brought back this elephant in memory of her. And earlier today, I tried pressing it to see if it would work. And right now, at this point, it's just coming out because I've dropped it. And it just makes a, you know, crackly sound. So this elephant is touching a photo of my mom and my dad when they were young. Wow, they look so young, like in their early 20s, younger maybe. And, both of my grandma and grandpa's, her parents and his parents. Wow. Wow. So that elephant is touching that photo. And while I was over here, I was just doing voices of Pete Martell, the character Pete Martell from Twin Peaks. I was recording some voices for Orly Rodriguez, who we actually had as a guest on K-Chung Radio, 1630 AM, Inspirado Projecto. We had him on there on Skype along with Jason McNeil. And he just recently asked me if I could do a Pete Martell. So I gave it my shot. First time he said it sounded too Southern. If you listen to Pete Martell, I hear Southern drawls in there. He goes, well, he's mostly, you know, just drawing out the vowels. So I gave him a different version just now. Just email, recorded that and emailed that off to him. So all of a sudden that elephant started making that sound. So who knows? Maybe if we listen back to this broadcast, we'll hear it's like an, what is that, EKG? EVP? EVP? Electronic voice? Voice? Print? EVP? Electronic voice pattern? Voice paranormality? That's what it ought to be. EVP. Electronic voice paranormality. And now a word from our sponsor. Hello? Grandmas, grandpas, are you there? If you can hear me through this thing, talk to me. Tuning in, grandmas, grandpas. I would love to slow that down and see what kind of interesting sounds. That was the second time the elephant just went off. Moments after I stopped recording that last little giblet we just heard. Astounding. It's crazy. By the way, these things are happening the day after we did that podcast, the K-Chung show. This is 6-5. This is 6-5. Since I didn't release that, podcast before going up to, or did I? Did I release that podcast? Oh, I know what it was I didn't release. Yeah, the afterthoughts. So you'll hear that. I'm going to upload this. Also, I'm going to be uploading the K-Chung and the radio show onto the Mixcloud page. So that will be happening as well, should you decide to check that out. So, by the way, keep your eyes out for very interesting things that happen to your circumstances, to your reality circumstances. Keep your eyes out for them. Document them. Record them into your phones. A lot of folks these days have recording apps. If you don't, I'm sure there are lots of free ones out there. Please, I plant the seed in your mind. Try experimenting with this. Record your ideas when strange circumstances happen. Record them into that. And then just email it. Email it to inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. I will include it in the podcast and on the radio show. I really love this idea of collaboration. We got Man Behind the Machine music. We got John Garside from Forgotten Tales contributing things. It's just so cool. Oh, the next podcast, the next episode will be my review of Unforeseen Incidents. I finally got to the end of that game. I felt so proud of myself. Mind bender. I love it. So that will be the next episode. All right, hold on to your hats.
On one of your previous podcasts, you were talking about greasy glasses. See, I have this nosy neighbor. His name's Frank. And he keeps an eye on our house when we're not there. And that's great. But when we are there, anytime I'm outside, he comes out to talk to me, which can be good or bad. Usually it's bad because he wants to gossip about neighbors or tell me about how bad the next town over is. This particular day, he came out. This was last Thursday. He had a shovel in his hand. He's like, "John, I got to do something here. You got a weed in your yard. It's driving me nuts. I got to dig it up. I can't take my eyes off it." I said, "All right, Frank, do what you got to do." So while he dug up the weed, he says, "And John, by the way, just take your t-shirt and wipe off your glasses, would you?" I said, "Damn it, Frank, just dig up the weed and go home."
Now this here is it's an old song from many moons ago. I used to have lyrics, but so, you know, here we go.